This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 230 for Wednesday, January 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures fall back on Wednesday due to mixed support from comparable oils. At the final settlement, the March canola contract loses $3.10 at $626.70 per ton, while the May contract is down $2.90 at $633.50 per ton. While Chicago soy oil is higher, there are declines in soybeans and soy meal. European rapeseed is also higher, but Malaysian palm oil is slipping back. Global crude oil prices are mixed, giving little direction to the vegetable oils. An analyst notes canola is being traded at levels unseen since 2022, as the oilseed lacks in any major bullish reason to climb upward. But the Canadian dollar is one supportive element. The loonie dips to 73.99 U.S. cents on Wednesday afternoon, compared to Tuesday's close of 74.17. The United States National Oilseed Processors Association reports the December soybean crush is 195.33 million bushels. Not only does that exceed trade expectations, it's also a new NOPA record for any month. Soy oil stocks grow to 1.36 billion pounds. The European Commission says its soybean imports are 6.3 million tons as of January 14th, slightly higher than a year ago. Its rapeseed imports fall to 3.03 million tons. The Commission also says its wheat exports of 16.88 million tons are behind last year's pace. Consultancy Earth Daily Agro cuts its call on the Brazil soybean crop from 154.4 million tons to 149.2 million. Dr. Michael Codonier of Soybean and Corn Advisor trims his call on Brazil corn production by 2 million tons, now at 115 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Wednesday. The March contract drops 21.5 cents at $12.06 per bushel. March soy meal gives up $12.40 at $358.70 per short ton. But March soy oil climbs almost a half cent at 47.7 cents per pound. Corn is slightly lower as its March contract dips a penny at 442 per bushel. Oats are mixed, with the March contract bumping up a penny at 353.5. The U.S. wheat complex is also mixed, as Chicago March tacks on a half cent at 582.5. Kansas City March is down 7.5 cents at 594. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March loses 9 cents at 682. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, January 17th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.